Ki mitzion tetzei Torah udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dini Coopersmith from Yerushalayim, and today we will be learning about the bracha Shalom Rav. So Shalom Rav in Hebrew is the alternative bracha in Shmoneh Esrei to Sim Shalom, which we normally say in Shacharit, and then in the afternoon Mincha and Maariv in the evening, we say Shalom Rav. And the words mean Shalom Rav al Yisrael Amecha Tasim Leolam. We're asking Hashem to please bless us with a lot of peace, Shalom Rav, on the Jewish people. You should place forever, always, Leolam. Ki atahu melech adon lechol shalom, because you are the king, the master of all peace. V'tov be'einecha, and it is good in your eyes, levarech et amcha Yisrael, b'chol eit uv'chol sha'ah b'shlomecha, to bless your children Israel, every moment, every hour, in your peace, b'shlomecha, with your peace. So there's a lot of peace going on. And in Hebrew, we know that the word shalom means a few different things. It could mean hello, it could mean goodbye, it could mean peace, obviously, but it also means Bishlomecha. When we ask somebody, we ask Bishlomo or we ask Mashlomcha in Hebrew, it means, how are you doing? Or how are you? So it's funny that I just realized this now. You're basically asking somebody when you're asking how they're doing, Mashlomcha, what is your peace? So interesting. What is this deal with peace? So I think on an initial, you know, pshat level, on a basic level, we can see that when you are asking somebody how they're doing, you're really asking them how they're, if they are at peace with themselves, with other people, with their family members, with God, with life. Like, you have to have a certain sense of peace, of serenity, of calm with the different parts of your life and even within yourself in order to be okay. Obviously, you can't really be okay if that's not in order. So that's number one. But number two is, and this comes from Netivot Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe, who talks about this concept of Klal Yisrael. He says that this world is meant for us to have a relationship with God. That's the purpose of creation. That's why we were brought into this world. And the only way that that can happen is if we are one unit. All of Klal Yisrael comes together as one. And why is that? Why is it impossible otherwise to have a relationship with God? It feels like it's possible. Can't I have a relationship with Hashem just by myself? So he says it's impossible because we as human beings are flawed. We have weaknesses. We also have strengths, but we have weaknesses. We have flaws. We are finite. How can we ever imagine that we can connect with the Almighty, who is perfect, who is infinite? It almost seems impossible. So Netivot Shalom says that there's a few mitzvot, like Shabbat, for instance, where you can't really grasp the full effect of the mitzvah. Like, you can't really experience Shabbat, which is supposed to be a relationship, a marriage between us and God, between God and the Jewish people, unless we have this concept of Klal Yisrael, of Knesset Yisrael, which means peace among the Jewish people, to the point where we are all together as one. Because when we are one, we complement each other, meaning my strengths are compensating for your weaknesses, and my weaknesses are complemented by your strengths. Each person has a different weakness and a different strength. And so together we complement each other and we become perfect. We become flawless. It's really amazing what he says. He also says that holiness is a level that we can't really reach unless we come together as one. And that's why in different places in the Torah, God first speaks to the entire congregation as one. Because in order to experience Shabbat, in order to experience Kedusha, holiness, in order to experience a real relationship with Hashem, we have to come together as one. So that's why we're asking God, as the King of all peace, as that master of the universe, who He alone can help us reach this level of completion, of perfection. And only that way can He bless us, because only that way we can reach a relationship with Him. And the main relationship that we can have with God, the main blessing that anybody can have with God, is if they have some sort of common ground with God, if they are coming close to the perfection that we see in Hashem. And that is why this bracha is so important and talks about peace as being one of the most important components in our relationship with God and receiving blessing in this world. Thank you so much for learning together.